Scotty's ear.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special report, Orlando nightclub shooting. I'm Elliot Francis. The city of Orlando has now released the names of 21 victims of Sunday's shooting rampage that left 50 dead and 53 wounded. Meanwhile, we're learning more about the shooter, a private security guard licensed to carry a gun. More from correspondent Alan Skaya.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says Omar Mateen bought his guns legally in Florida. Special Agent in Charge Trevor Velliner says Mateen bought the guns sometime in the past week.
We know that this individual did purchase at least two firearms. He is not a prohibited person, so he can legally walk into a gun dealership and acquire and purchase firearms.
He says agents do not suspect anyone else was involved. The FBI had investigated Mateen in 2013 and 2014, but he was not considered a threat. Alan Skaya, Orlando.
Mateen's father said he didn't know his son was planning violence. Sadiq Mateen said his son did, however, become angry in recent months after he witnessed two men in Miami kissing. I'm Elliot Francis. In an effort to support his department, the police chief in Orlando has delivered an email to fellow officers. Correspondent Alan Skaya has more.
John Mina says 11 officers fired at Omar Mateen.
They have all been relieved of duty, as is our standard practice. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement will investigate the officer-involved shooting portion of that.
Mina would later send an email to all officers saying the department has trained again and again for this type of situation. He writes that it's unfortunate to put that training to use, but officers saved dozens of lives. Mina says an enormous amount of tactical law enforcement support has come from across the nation and around the world. Alan Skaya, Orlando.
Pope Francis is expressing what he says is the deepest feelings of horror and condemnation over the Florida nightclub massacre. A Vatican spokesperson says the pontiff denounces homicidal folly and senseless hatred. He says Francis joins the family of victims and injured in prayer and compassion. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. After an act of hatred, one man at Capitol Pride over the weekend gave out love through free hugs.
When he woke up and heard the news about the massacre at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Daniel Arrieta told his sister not to come to Capitol Pride to support him. He was scared for her safety.
I know that you want to come to Pride with me, but you don't need to do this. It's going to be a weird day. It's going to be a complicated day. And then she sent me a text message. I'm getting a tutu in rainbow colors. I have your back.
Rosio Arrieta explains,
I still have pride. I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to have someone like shake up the world around me.
At Capitol Pride, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County Muslims are planning a solidarity event tonight alongside those from the LGBT community. It's set to begin at 7 in Montgomery Village. Also, the Maryland Outreach Department of the Council on American Islamic Relations is planning a news conference later today in Baltimore with Maryland faith leaders, elected officials, and activists to respond to the Orlando massacre. And Governor Larry Hogan has ordered flags in Maryland flown at half-staff from now through Thursday in honor of the shooting victims. So how do some of the nation's other transit systems avoid the problems that Metro's found itself in? Local leaders will be looking to find out this morning.
Transit officials from Toronto, Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, and New York are participating in a forum this morning held by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments.
Our goal has been to understand what are the metrics of a world-class subway system.
COG Chairman Roger Berliner says they'll look at what their benchmarks are for things like reliability, safety, and see how they're funded, too.
So that we can begin having a different kind of conversation with our regional partners.
And Metro will be listening. The GM and some board members are expected to be there. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,865, the NASDAQ at 48,95. Sports, the Nats complete the sweep of the Phillies. The O's fall to Toronto. The Penguins win the Stanley Cup with a Game 6 win over San Jose. And the Golden State Warriors can clinch their second straight NBA title tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, Chris Plant here. Have you ever thought about donating your car? Now's a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. No matter the condition, Cars for Kids will accept your donation with no cost to you and free towing. Donate online or over the phone. That's how easy it is. Your car, truck, van, or boat may be picked up within 24 hours and often the same day. Your donation will directly impact a child's life. Go to carsforkids.org or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS and see how effortless the process is. If you call today, not only will you get a tax-deductible receipt, but you'll get a voucher for a three-night, two-day hotel stay. Call right now and make a difference in a child's life today. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. Pickup is quick and easy. Donate your car today.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The overnight work zones that still watching closely here haven't quite wrapped up. 66 will begin inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Yep, they had the overnight road work eastbound. Right as you come up towards Sycamore Street, stay to the right lane of two, currently getting by. Doesn't look like too much activity left, but we still have a work truck and the VDOT Aero Board truck still there. Let's go out to Loudoun County on Route 15 south of Point of Rocks. They had two overnight projects south of Point of Rocks, so we have a little bit of lingering delays. They were doing some paving project there. On 270, no problems between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. Currently, Beltway looks good, Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking start here to a new work week. We'll continue to see just a few clouds around, mostly cloudy at times, but I think partly cloudy should be the average sky condition today. And more seasonable, 83 northwest breeze. A northwest breeze puts us down at 65 tonight. High pressure hangs on tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Centerville, 63 in Silver Spring, 65 in Washington. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton waste no time trying to score some political points on the Orlando massacre. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We have an awful lot on our plate here this morning because we have so much to talk about regarding the events in Orlando, Florida. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, we'll talk to Dr. Seb Gorka, author of Defeating Jihad. At 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, Rod Wheeler, former homicide detective, on how this case will be investigated. At 8:05, we'll be joined in studio by Stacey Dash, conservative actress. And then at 8:35, Joe Persichini, who is a former head of the FBI Washington office, on how the FBI will be conducting an investigation like this. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Thank you, Brian. And yes, this is a morning where we're going to spend a lot of time reflecting on and reporting on and discussing what happened late Saturday night into Sunday morning at that gay club in Orlando, Florida. In just a moment, Brian, I'll give you a rundown on all the latest that we know and all the details of that attack. But let's get things kicked off here with a question to you so you can participate in our conversation this morning. Inevitably, invariably, there will be much discussion. There already has been much discussion in the hours after this attack with regard to access to guns in America. That will be part of the conversation, and we would like you to be a part of that conversation as well. Should something be enacted? Should some law be put forth that would prevent someone like this, someone who has been investigated by the FBI, someone who has a certain past, not a criminal past, but certainly red flags in his past? Should there be some way to prevent a person like this from getting a gun like he had so that he was able to kill and shoot and injure so many people in such a short amount of time? Should there be something put in place that either keeps him from getting that weapon or, at the very least, raising some sort of red flag to authorities when he does acquire a weapon like that? What are your ideas? What can be done, if anything, to prevent a horrible event like this from happening? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And by the way, if your opinion is, you know what, this is a horrible event, this is a terrible, evil, despicable act of terror, and whatever we do short of confiscating every gun in America, whatever we do, we can't stop an act of terror from happening if an evil terrorist wants to commit that evil act. You know what? That's an okay answer, too. But we do want to hear your opinion on this as we kick off our conversation this morning at 5:10 on WMAL.
All right, so here's what we know at this hour, and this is how it all went down. At about 2 a.m. in Orlando at a gay club known as The Pulse, at closing time, 2 a.m., 29-year-old Omar Martin approached the front door and engaged in gunfire with the security guard there, and then went into the nightclub and with an AR-15, a handgun. He was wearing some type of vest. Some people say it may have been an attempted suicide vest of some kind, but apparently, whatever it was, it did not function properly. The calls went out. This went on. The shooting rampage went on for some time. The police arrived very quickly, but they were afraid to come in, not knowing what the situation was. They had hostages inside. They were trying to negotiate for the release of the hostages, but finally at 5 a.m., the SWAT team decided that immediate action was needed, and they went in and exchanged gunfire. Omar Martin was killed. We now know that as many as 50 people were killed, and some 53 people were injured. I always, when I see a number like 50, it started at 20, and then it went to 50. When I see a number like 50, I always suspect that's an estimate, and I would not be surprised to see that number change as we go forward. It is the worst terror attack since 9/11. Many people believe it may be the worst mass casualty shooting event carried out by one person in the history of the United States. The president called it an act of terror and an act of hate. We know this man was a security guard at a gated retirement village in nearby Fort St. Lucie in Florida, about 120 miles away from Orlando. We know that he works for a company called GS4, a company that also has contracts with Homeland Security, among other things. They work for the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection, and ICE, although there is no indication that Mr. Mati worked for those particular contracts. The company also has a contract to protect 90% of America's nuclear facilities. So that's what we know now about this particular case. The investigation is ongoing. Late yesterday, they began the slow and morbid task of removing the bodies from that location, something that will take some time given the mass casualties that were on hand.
All right, and Brian, and as I said, the conversation is going to invariably turn to guns, and it's unfortunate, but that's what happened. I believe that it started with the first prominent official yesterday, Hillary Clinton, the nominee for president for the Democratic Party, who tweeted out several tweets, including the call for serious gun control. Of course, her husband is the man who signed into legislation an assault weapons ban. It appears that there was a weapon similar to an AR-15, and that seems to be the starting point for that conversation.
Well, I note that the man had a special gun license as a security guard that allowed him to carry. And there are a couple of things, and you ask the question, how do we prevent this from happening? What should have happened? And my idea is this, a couple of things perhaps. When you work for a security company, do you not go through an extensive background check, especially if you're a security company that does contract work for the Department of Homeland Security? Wouldn't you want to know a lot about these that person that you're hiring? Wouldn't you perhaps go and talk to the man's ex-wife, who has said that he was physically abusive and short-tempered? Seems like this is something that I would want to know. Yeah. The FBI interviewed this man on a couple of occasions because he had said some things that were very sympathetic to ISIS, and apparently they didn't find anything worth looking at.
Yeah, I know. And again, that raises a lot of questions there. With regard to his ex-wife, though, who has spent quite a bit of time talking about the fact that he was an abusive husband, you know, it could very well be, and unfortunately we're not working with all the information, but it could very well be that he went through an extensive background check, and at the same time, an ex-wife, or even perhaps at that time a current spouse who was being abused, won't be forthcoming, because what we have learned about women who are in abusive relationships is oftentimes they won't say anything. In fact, she waited until he was dead before she revealed
this.
And
maybe that's it. The FBI did look at him on two different occasions and found that they did not have enough to take any further action. But here's my question. If you were on a list that the FBI FBI had, been looked at at least on two different occasions because of some very troubling things that he said. His fellow workers said that he was always spouting off about ISIS. He was always going on big homophobic rants at one time or another. And if you have done an investigation of that person, and then this person goes out in the last week and buys two weapons, shouldn't there be something in the background check process that sends up a flag to the FBI saying, look, maybe you ought to drop by and take a look at this guy and have a little conversation with him? In the old days, back in when the FBI used to work against issues with the mob, they would often meet a mobster as he came, for example, off an airplane at an airport in a major city. And they would simply meet him at the gate and say, hello, Mr. So-and-so. I'm the agent with the FBI. Welcome to Miami or wherever they were. And it was simply just a way of saying to them, we're watching you.
Perhaps.
What's wrong with that?
I guess, I'll tell you what's wrong with that, and we'll take your calls in just a moment. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning. We'll take you into Virginia 66 East. A little bit better news than I had 10 minutes ago. Looks like the overnight road work is now cleared. They've released traffic from the left lane eastbound as you head towards Sycamore Street. Traffic flowing pretty well, actually. Outside the Beltway, I have no problems either on 66. Out in Loudoun County, Point of Rocks, they had road work from overnight on Route 15 and two separate stretches south of Point of Rocks. That is now cleared, too. Had a little bit of lingering volume, so just keep alert if you're on 15. Now let's go around the Beltway. Annandale, Tysons, the entire Beltway looking good. Route Greenbelt, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, and Laurel, good. George Washington Parkway, no troubles. And now, from the garage door, Repair.com, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today, breezy, but not as hot as yesterday, and frankly, not as windy as yesterday. High of 83 degrees, winds topping out around 20 miles an hour, unlike yesterday, whereas the wind was coming, whipping down the plane, as it were.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Tonight, partly cloudy, low 65, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high around 85 degrees. Right now, 66 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship, or a movie theater, or in a nightclub.
The president's remarks yesterday, of course, addressing the gun issue, and it is a reminder of that. It's a reminder of a lot of things, though. It's also a reminder of the threat of radical Islamic terror and ISIS, which he chose not to discuss yesterday in his remarks. Listen, people want to chime in. Quick response to what you said, though.
Yeah.
This whole idea of being on a list and having the FBI, have some sort of red flag as soon as you purchase a gun if you've been investigated. The problem is, forget about no conviction, there was no arrest in his entire history. With all of those things, people were saying, a guy at work who complains about all of his rants, and by the way, the employer wouldn't even fire him. So the employer doesn't fire him for the abusive stuff that he was saying on the job, but the FBI should step in some way when the employer wouldn't even fire him.
Well,
here's my worry. Guess what? I bet there are some employees of mine in my past who were a little angry about some of the rants that I might have gone on when I worked.
Can't imagine.
Exactly. And I don't want to show up on some list that is not controlled or adjudicated or in some way allowed me to have any sort of due process. That's the problem with this, and it's tough to be a libertarian at times like this, because everybody wants to do something. Everyone says, this guy did this.
Yeah, I know.
But guess what? In the history of our entire country, over 230-some-odd years, no one has ever done what this man does, and just because now it's happened doesn't mean that we need to roll back all of that stuff. That's an unpopular position, because people want to see something.
Yeah, they want to see something done.
Well, you know
what
should be done? We should go after our real enemies, which is not someone buying a gun. It's radical Islamic terrorism, and this guy pledged allegiance to ISIS, and the president still can't find himself. All right, your turn to rant in on this, if we could. Let's start with Deborah in the district. Deborah, you're on WMAL. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, Deborah.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I absolutely think it's too late. I don't think gun control is the answer whatsoever, and I believe that our enemy is here. As we speak right now, I can guarantee you that people just like the guy that did that yesterday all over right now plotting gun control is not going to make the difference. If ISIS or anyone want to kill us, they can use strapped bombs, they can use knives. My sister and I have often said, right now as we speak, Larry and Brian, what's stopping someone from going into a mall in anywhere in this country or into a theater anywhere and just start shooting people or blowing up people? I'm sorry, it's too late. We're well beyond that. It won't do a bit of good.
Deborah, thank you for expressing that. I mean, it's sad, unfortunately, but you're right. And we as human beings hate to have that futile response. There's nothing we can do.
Well, I mean, even if every gun in America was no longer available, if it could confiscate them all, what would you then use? You would use a baseball bat. You would take action with another kind of weapon, wouldn't you? I mean, if you're going, you cannot stop evil if evil is determined.
Todd in Maryland, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Todd. Morning,
Todd.
Saying that no amount of law could prevent any criminal from getting any sort of weapon, whether it's a firearm, making something to do damage. If there's the will, there's the way.
I guess the problem here, Todd, is that, you know, we live in Washington, D.C. It's full of politicians, and they're all trying to get elected and get power once they're elected. And nobody's ever been elected that I'm aware of by saying, yeah, this is awful, but there's nothing we can do.
Right. I mean, I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, to me, you have to be logical in trying to control, you know, I mean, because that's what it comes down to. They're trying to control not the guns, but the people.
Thanks, Todd. So, and we have to reward those politicians who do make the tough decisions to embrace freedom rather than just show that they're doing something. How about Bob in Mount Airy? Bob, what do you make of this idea that, geez, he was investigated and people have said things about him and the FBI even went out to check him out? How did he get his gun? What can we do to stop that?
Well, I'm glad you brought up due process, because that is the American way. You know, you just can't stop somebody because they're on a watch list. I'm pretty sure I'm on a watch list, too. But because I'm more pro-American than anything else, I believe we all have the right to be free and be happy. But to stop something like this, you never hear about this happening at a police station, because they all have guns there. Every cop has a weapon himself, so he's going to fire back. No one wants to shoot at people, he's going to fire back. Thank God they took all the guns from France, because that never happens over there, right? Now, it does happen over there. So taking all the guns away is not the answer. Now, I got my self-defense tool with me. I carry it with me all the time. I have a permit for it. And if something happens, God forbid it does around me, I have the availability to my weapon and fire back.
Yeah, you know, Bob, I'm with you on that. And yesterday, I mean, immediately, you hear people on the other side saying, "Oh, gun control is the answer. Gun control is the answer." And I tried to resist. I don't know why I did, but I engaged on Twitter with a few folks and just, you know, tried to have a reasonable discussion with them about this. And they say, you know, we have the right to raise issues. I said, absolutely, you have the right. That is guaranteed to you under the First Amendment. But remember, it's the Second Amendment that protects your First Amendment rights.
More of your calls on this in a moment. It's 522 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
You know, summer vacation is here and your home, you need to protect it while you're away. Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month for your home security monitoring? You need to stop that, because you know what it means? It means you're paying too much money. That's just water down the drain. Call Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide, $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free, so you can start saving immediately. And then when you switch in the month of June, guess what? You get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. They have 40 years experience. They are professionals you can trust. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. And at Ackerman Security, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, they've got a very cool system that will allow you to see what's going on at your home just by looking at your phone or your tablet. They see video clips of who's coming through your back door. That's how cool it is. It's just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get 3 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. Or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout June, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dale City, let's go on to Dale Boulevard at Kirkdale Drive. Reports of a crash if you're coming, say, southbound on Dale Boulevard. That puts it before you get to Minneville Road. So do watch in that stretch. Responders on the way. On 95, looking good out of Stafford toward Aquia. Just a little bit of volume starting to form there. Same story through Dale City and into Woodbridge, but nothing reported along the way. 66 both inside and outside the Beltway doing great. Earlier road work from overnight eastbound near Sycamore Street. That has been wrapped up. We're taking in through town and over the bridges, looking good over the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, in each direction of the freeway between the 14th Street Bridge and 11th Street Bridge. Looks great. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of days of high pressure, northwest breeze, and now temperatures coming down. Clouds in with a partly cloudy sky for most of the day today, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
66 degrees right now. It's 526 on WMAL. We continue our in-depth coverage of the terror attack of early Sunday morning in Orlando, Florida. The deadliest on our soil since 9/11. The deadliest attack perpetrated by someone affiliated with ISIS. And yes, the deadliest mass shooting in American history. And I want you to know, coming up at 6:35, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of Defeating Jihad, will be here. And we'll also check in with Rod Wheeler at 7:35, a former D.C. homicide detective. And plenty more discussion, but we want to continue with this discussion we're having right now, which is, how do we stop this from happening? How do you keep someone from getting a gun like this, if in fact you think that's the way to do it, is to stop him from getting a gun? How about Bob in Alexandria? Bob, you're on WMAL.
Hey, good morning. No amount of gun control is going to stop this. And, I mean, again, the legions are in a field, and they give us bread and circuses. The enemy is inside the walls. It's time to take the fight to the enemy and stop, you know, playing a defensive game. We need to go on offense and wipe them out before they do the same to us.
And I think that the argument that you'll hear from Hillary Clinton, which I know she's already made that argument, because Donald Trump has said much of what you just said as a Republican nominee, the argument is, well, we can't do that because, you know, that's just going to enrage Muslims even further. We're going to kill innocent civilians by going in all-out war. And by the way, didn't we have that strategy several years ago? And the American people voted out the leaders who were trying to perpetrate that strategy.
Yeah, I think that's a debate that needs to be had as well. If we're going to have a gun control debate, let's also have a debate about whether or not we're doing everything we can do in this country to go after the people who are inspiring such attacks.
It's 5:28 on WMAL. Stay with us all morning long as we continue discussing this horrible, horrible terror attack on American soil.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
When you need
spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/try now. That's helixsleep.com/try now.
Coming up on WMAL, we did have some developments late Friday and over the weekend about some emails that were on Hillary Clinton's unauthorized, unsecured private server. And yeah, they appear to have classified email markings. But wait, didn't you say that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll tell you about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The FBI is leading the investigation into the Orlando massacre as more and more is being learned about shooter Omar Mateen.
As we're learning more about him, we're also hoping to find out more about those that were killed inside the club. The list of names that officials have released keeps growing, but I want to remind everyone about this. More than half of the people killed, we still don't know their identity. So there are families out there still in desperate need of information about their loved ones. You can't imagine the despair that they're going through right now.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez, meanwhile, support and unity at yesterday's Capitol Pride Festival.
He's standing on Pennsylvania Avenue and 7th Street Northwest with a neon pink sign.
The sign says free hugs.
Zach Ford says he was angry when he learned about the massacre at a gay club in Orlando.
What can I do to feel better? What can I do to help other people feel better? So I've been out here for about 2.5-3 hours just giving hugs to anybody who wants one, and I don't know if they all feel better, but I sure do.
For him, this is what Pride is all about.
Not catering to that fear, not catering to that terror, but standing strong and proud of who we are.
At Capitol Pride, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has ordered flags flown at half staff from now through Thursday in memory of those killed in Orlando. And members of Montgomery County's Muslim community are planning a solidarity event tonight along with the LGBT community to condemn violence and bigotry. And an Indiana man is in custody in Southern California after police found 3 assault-style rifles in his car, along with chemicals that could be made into explosives. 20-year-old James Howell told police he was going to L.A. Pride in West Hollywood. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,865, the NASDAQ at 48,95. Sports, the Pittsburgh Penguins are bringing home the Stanley Cup after a Game 6 win over the Sharks. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carolyn Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play. Oh wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell.
Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go in great shape through Bethesda, Silver Spring, over near the Wilson Bridge, Virginia Beltway, Annandale, and Tysons without any troubles. Dale City, crews responding to a crash at Dale Boulevard at Hill and Dale Drive. That's north of Minneville Road. 95, seeing some sections of delays here. Stretches slowing as you head out of Stafford toward Aquia past 610. Get a little relief and then again hitting the brakes right around Dale Boulevard heading toward the Occoquan. 395, great time to get going. Wide open. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. 66 outside the Beltway through Manassas. A little bit of volume starting to form. 270 volume out of Frederick toward the Monocacy, Urbana, and down toward 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze, clouds in, mild morning, but right where we should be for this time of year, this afternoon, partial clouds and sunshine. A northwest breeze, 83, so we're down by about 10. Tonight, 65, partly cloudy on Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high up to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Gainesville, 64 in Waldorf, 65 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning on the Mall and AM 630
537 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. And here on Mornings on the Mall, we are giving you in-depth and detailed coverage of the terror attacks in Orlando, Florida this weekend. 635, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of Defeating Jihad. 705 brings us Joe DeGeneva, U.S. attorney, former U.S. attorney. 735, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. At 805, Hollywood actress Stacey Dash will be in studio to talk about her new book, but we'll also get her take on this crime as well. And then at 835, a former head of FBI's Washington office to talk about the FBI's investigations and potential prevention measures in the future. That's all happening here. Keep it right here on this very important morning. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Nothing that I sent or received was marked classified, and nothing has been demonstrated to contradict that.
Well, she might have been wrong about that. That was Hillary Clinton just last Wednesday in a conversation with Brett Baer talking about the emails on her unsecured personal server, and she has long maintained, well, it's been a sort of an evolving story. First, she said there was no classified material on the server, and then, of course, we know that there are literally hundreds and hundreds of emails that have been marked as classified. Even a few have been classified as top secret. So she changed it and said, well, I never sent or received any classified documents that were marked classified at the time. That's sort of where she was, and that's sort of her been her position for some time now. Well, it turns out that was not true. And some of the emails that have been released by the State Department, we are now learning that some of them have something called portion markings. And the portion markings mean that portions of the email may contain classified information. And when you are writing such an email, you are supposed, through the training that they receive, to put a marking just before the portion of the email that is classified, suggesting that this is sensitive information. And there are several different kind of portion markings that that can be on an email. You can put C for confidential. You can put things like unclassified is a U. Secret is an S. Top secret is TS. You put a little TS in parentheses, it suggests that everything that follows right now is of top secret nature. Well, they have an email that was sent in 2012 through the server to the secretary, and it had one of these portion markings for confidential, C. And here's the other thing. A government source says there are other Clinton emails with classified markings or marked classified beyond this April of 2012 document. So we now know that there were indeed documents that were on that server that were marked classified at the time they were sent or received, which is not exactly what Secretary Clinton has insisted all along.
Yeah. And Brian, help me out here, because, you know, when you follow the Clintons, you have to sort of think two or three lies ahead of them,
right,
you know?
Right.
So is there some kind of wiggle room here? Is there a distinction between this classified marking, which was inputted by Huma Abedin within the text of the email as just a bracketed C to determine confidential? She typed that, right? As she was about to type something, and then she put this C there to let people know that this was confidential.
And by the way, after the marking where they give the title of what the topic is, everything after that was redacted.
So clearly,
there was something in there that was sensitive information.
Clearly. And this was, by the way, an email with the president of Malawi, so there's, you know, God knows it could be, you know, something happening in that part of the world. My question is are they going to say that that's a distinction? You know, well, she typed in that C in there, but that doesn't, I don't know. I'm having trouble figuring out the lie. Versus a header, you know, an email header that comes out with a you know, big red stamp on it.
The
electronic,
boom, top
right,
secret.
The electronic version
of that. Listen to what she said. Listen one more time.
Nothing that I sent or received was marked classified, and nothing has been demonstrated to contradict that.
Well, she says it wasn't marked classified, and yet there is this thing called a portion marking. Marking.
Yeah.
It was marked classified. And apparently, this is not the only one. This is just one that has been brought to our attention. I think we're going to hear a lot more about this. And if indeed that is the case, then once again, her story is going to have to change, isn't it? You know, when are we going to get to the actual truth with this woman about her emails?
I mean, I'm thinking 20 years after their demise is when we're actually going to learn the truth, when everything comes out. That's when we officially learn things about the KGB and John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, for that matter. What do you think the response will be? There's got to be a lie in here somewhere, and I'm trying to figure out what it is so we can get out and ahead of it. If you were part of Team Clinton, what would your answer
be? Well, I can tell you what her spokesman said. This is from a Fox News report. Ask about the April 2012 email and how the campaign could reconcile the classified marking with Clinton's public statements. Spokesman Brian Fallon did not directly address the issue. The email was just a request for Secretary Clinton to make a phone call to express condolences over the passing of the president of Malawi. The fact that this email was classified after the fact, but it wasn't classified after the fact.
Huma Abedin marked this classified as she typed it.
That's right.
It was redacted after the fact.
Well, all the information after the headline was redacted.
Right.
So ultimately, apparently, it was sensitive information, and it was marked classified. Maybe the secretary didn't know that. But wouldn't that be a little embarrassing to not know what that marking meant?
Well, you know, Brian, we would have their responses right now to play for you from their appearances on the Sunday shows yesterday. But because of the terror attacks in Orlando at 2 a.m. Saturday night, all of the agendas for the morning shows yesterday on the networks
got changed.
And well, so there wasn't a whole lot of talk about presidential politics or anyone from the Hillary campaign to answer to this.
Well, we'll examine this in greater detail at 7:05 with legal analyst Joe DiGenova, all over this story.
Yeah. It's 5:43 right here on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Defense Digital Service Chief Chris Lynch brings not only his private sector expertise to his job, but he may be the only director of a Defense Department organization who shows up to work wearing a hoodie. Mr. Lynch wears the favorite outfit from his days in the private sector. One of his first initiatives, the Hack the Pentagon program, including the first federal government bug bounty, was a huge success. Get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Zips charges just $2.29 to dry clean any garment. Never tried Zips? Take the June Zips Challenge. Bring in up to 5 garments, and if you're not happy, Zips will make it right or refund your money.
You know how to make good decisions. You do the research and weigh the facts. Eventually, the answer becomes so obvious, you can't believe it was ever a question. Like enrolling at University of Maryland University College. As a working adult, you want specialized programs applicable to what you're doing now and to where you want to go. A place where your military and work experience give you a leg up and a faster path toward your degree. You want to invest your time where you'll get real-world skills and relevant credentials in high-demand fields like cybersecurity, IT, and business, and learn what matters from experts who practice in their fields. You want a university that offers the flexibility of classes both online and on-site with a rock-solid reputation. With over 90 programs and specializations, UMUC is the clear choice. Increase your professional worth and gain the knowledge and skills you need to advance your career. University of Maryland University College. The answer is right here. Visit umuc.edu/rightchoice.
Time is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 270 through Urbana, down toward the exit for 109. Just seeing some heavy delays starting to form through that stretch, but nothing reported along the way. For 2995 Baltimore-Washington Parkway, everyone trying to push down through to the Beltway with ease at this early hour. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 in good shape. You see a little bit of volume inside the Beltway on 50 as you work down toward New York and Kenilworth Avenue, but lanes there, ported open. Out of Dale City through Woodbridge, sluggish, a little bit of volume in Stafford too, and I-95, 66 volume in Manassas. And here we go, work week number 2 under the Safe Track plan. Of course, as we saw last week, definitely a rush hour that's tough and trying as everyone tries to find alternate routes to get into work. If you are taking Metro Rail, reminder the longer wait times. Orange and Silver Line, single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking start here to a new work week. We'll continue to see just a few clouds around, mostly cloudy at times, but I think partly cloudy should be the average sky condition today. And more seasonable, 83 northwest breeze. A northwest breeze puts us down at 65 tonight. High pressure hangs on tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Well, we continue to try to figure out exactly what we know about the situation in Orlando over the weekend. You know, there are 50 people dead, perhaps more. That number could rise. 53 injured. And the man who carried out the attacks, what do we know about him? Well, let me just give you a little bit of a background sketch on this individual as the facts have evolved as we know them.
Thank you.
His name is Omar Mateen, 29 years old. He lived in Port St. Lucie, Florida, which is about 118 miles from Orlando. So he actually had to drive all the way to Orlando to carry out this attack from Port St. Lucie. He was a security guard. And according to the best information we have, his most recent assignment was at a security checkpoint in a gated retirement community called PGA Village. And his job was to basically check people who come in and out of that facility. He worked the 3 to 11 shift, as best we can tell. And the person who he relieved on duty on the earlier shift had apparently at one point filed a lot of complaints about him with this company that he worked for called GS4 Security. They said, look, he talks about his admiration of ISIS. He talks about being homophobic and saying things that were slurs against gays. Here's a little bit of that.
This is an FBI agent in charge. His name is Ron Hopper.
The FBI first became aware of Martine in 2013 when he made inflammatory comments to co-workers alleging possible terrorist ties. The FBI investigated the matter, including interviews of witnesses, physical surveillance, and records checks. Mm-hmm. In the course of the investigation, Martine was interviewed twice. Ultimately, we were unable to verify the substance of his comments, and the investigation was closed.
So two investigations by the FBI over a period of time while he worked at this location. We know that he purchased the weapons about a week ago. He purchased a handgun and an AR-15 like weapon, and he had apparently the kind of concealed carry permit that security guards are granted in the state of Florida. So that's what we know about the man. He was married at one point. The woman that he was once married to lives in New York City now, and she describes him as terrifying, short-tempered, that he was physically abusive. But apparently none of that information made its way into a background check either by the FBI or GS4 security. By the way, GS4 security, while they have many, many different kinds of contracts, they also do a lot of contract work for the Department of Homeland Security, for the Border Patrol, for ICE. They have a contract to transport illegal immigrants to selective urban areas around the country. Yes, that's right. They do that. Mm-hmm. And actually has a contract to provide security at about 90% of the nation's nuclear facilities. So they do some very sensitive work. It is not clear by anything that we've seen thus far that suggests that Mateen worked in any of those sensitive contracts.
And then there's Omar Mateen's father. More is being learned about this man. Now, Omar Mateen was born here in America. His father is an immigrant from Afghanistan. Sadiq Mateen has created a whole series of online YouTube videos done in sort of a news format. The name of the show is called the Durand Jirga Show, which refers to the Durand Line. It's a long-disputed border that separates Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're still translating much of what's heard in these videos. In one video, though, he does say, a quote here from the Washington Post, "Our brothers in Waziristan, our warrior brothers in the Taliban movement, and National Afghan Taliban are rising up." So he's referring to the Taliban as his brothers. There was also a video posted the evening of this attack, which is still being translated, but at one point, an automated translation of the remarks, according to the Post, says, and I'm quoting now, "To the people, revolution in Afghanistan, migration is in danger, November 6, 2016. That's election day here in America.
Yes, it is.
And he said, migration is in danger. Of course, more on this story all morning long. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
It was 1849. The German radical Karl Marx, co-author of the Communist Manifesto, fled to London. Before he assumed room temperature, Marx bought a burial plot in a prestigious London location called Highgate Cemetery. But the years have not been kind to Highgate. By the 1990s, the Gothic tombs and winding roads were in disrepair. So the Friends of Highgate, the charity that runs the place, decided to charge a cover fee for visitors to help maintain the property. The fee has long been a source of irritation for Marx's admirers, but now it's become a hot-button issue. Last month, Jeffrey Corbyn, an avowed Marxist, was elected leader of the Labour Party in Great Britain. Since then, there's been a surge of new members of the Marxist Student Federation and a dramatic uptick in people wanting to visit the gravesite of Marxism's founder. They're spitting mad to find out it costs $6 to view the giant bronze Marx head on a marble pedestal carved with the words, "Workers of all lands, unite." Personally, I find it disgusting, complained one 24-year-old Marxist. There are no depths of irony or bad taste to which capitalists will not sink if they think they can make money out of it. Others say that Marx would be turning over in his grave if he knew people were being charged to pay homage and he didn't get the money. A real shame, isn't it? Turns out, even when it comes to a dead communist, cash is always king.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft, and it can happen a lot of ways. Like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts, or charge their utility bill to your name, or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. So join right now. You'll get a special 15% discount off your first year. Call or visit LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15. Act now. Offer ends July 3rd, 800-440-4833. RUSH15 at 800-440-4833.
Can we talk about home security? With summer vacations upon us, is your home protected? It's Brian Wilson here. I've done the research and I want to tell you why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. Monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide is only $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free, so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman in June, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely, arm or disarm your system on the go, receive video clips, or view live video of your home just for a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch in June and get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we get started on a pretty calm ride here around the Beltway, topside, Bethesda, Silver Spring, College Park, through Landover, the Wilson Bridge. In fact, the entire Beltway, Virginia included, without any troubles. Coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road, and that ride in from the west on 7 out of Leesburg, 66. All has been good. 66, though, we do have a bit of volume starting to form as expected through Manassas. Again, Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks and through Falls Church. Reminder, this is week number 2 of under Safe Track Plan, so we do expect more commuters out on the roads. 395 in good shape from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of days of high pressure, a northwest breeze, and now temperatures coming down. Clouds in with a partly cloudy sky for most of the day today, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 66 degrees in the nation's capital at 556.
The Cubs.
That ball is hit hard.
Their bats looked unbeatable in Chicago.
And see you later.
The Nationals.
He bangs away another.
Go into the rematch armed with a big home field advantage.
Swing!
Reloaded versus rearmed.
20 strikeouts.
Catch everything. Nationals Cubs. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
A baseball great.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through sedation dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Coming up on WMAO.
We'll be joined by Dr. Seb Gorka, the author of Defeating Jihad, as we continue our coverage of the events in Orlando.
And right after the news, we want to have another conversation with you about that terror attack. We had responses from many of our leaders, our president and the two people who want to be our next president. Much has been said about their responses. We'll discuss it. And we want